Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, August 17th. Tesla Gigafactory is moving at lightning speed. Up to now, it was still mainly just moving dirt around, but Tesla has now brought in a few pile drivers at the site, which means that it's getting ready to start building the foundations for the first few buildings. Tesla has not shared a clear timeline for when the construction of the new factory will be completed, but we've got a good idea thanks to the vehicle programs Tesla plans to produce at the site. The automaker wants to produce the Tesla Semi and the Cybertruck at the location by the end of next year. Qatar is rich in oil and natural gas, but it has adopted an independent energy policy since 2017 and started to diversify with solar. Now Tesla deployed PowerPack batteries at the first solar storage project in the country. They're using Tesla's power packs for a total of 1 megawatt or 4 megawatt hours of capacity, where they will use the batteries to flatten peak demand. Tesla's stock price is up this morning, and it's partly thanks to Wed Bush, who raised the price target on Tesla, citing more optimism in China and Europe. Quote, "We continue to believe EV demand in China is starting to accelerate in July and August, with Tesla competing with a number of domestic and international competitors for market share, with Giga 3 remaining the linchpin of success, which remains the prize that Musk and Tesla are laser-focused on capturing." Now, the analyst increased the price on Tesla from $1,800 to $1,900 per share, one of the highest on Wall Street. Elon Musk has made a rare new comment about Tesla's now not-so-secret Dojo program to create an AI training supercomputer and gives hints of its capacity. Last year at Tesla's Autonomy Day, the CEO first confirmed the existence of the Dojo program. Quote, "We do have a major program at Tesla, which we don't have enough time to talk about today, called Dojo. That's a super powerful training computer. The goal of Dojo will be able to take in vast amounts of data and train at a video level and do unsupervised massive training of vast amounts of video with the Dojo program or Dojo computer." CEO Elon Musk took to Twitter this weekend to try to help recruit people for the program. Quote, "Tesla is developing a neural net training computer called Dojo to process truly vast amounts of video data. It's a beast. Please consider joining our AI computer chip teams if this sounds interesting. A truly useful exaflop at de facto FP32. What we can gain from the last bit of information is that this would make Tesla's Dojo a truly cutting-edge supercomputer, considering there's currently a race to break the exaflop barrier in supercomputing, and some of them in the running are Intel, AMD, and some governments too. A Tesla Model 3 Performance, which was modified by Unplugged Performance, broke a Laguna Seca racetrack record set by the Model S Plaid prototype. Unplugged Performance CEO Ben Schaefer said, quote, "Our expectations at Laguna Seca were simple, to validate the car with Randy and to make sure we are safely dialed in for Pikes Peak. It definitely shocked us all when we beat the lap time of the mighty Plaid Model S prototype in our Model 3. The crazy thing is that we still have a lot of additional modifications being prepared, and we've not come near the car's full potential with our upgrades yet." By the way, Tesla is supposed to release the Model S Plaid version later this year, but others are pushing for similar performance in the meantime. Elon Musk says that Tesla is finally going to push two-factor authentication to secure customer accounts, after what he describes as being embarrassingly late. After a few people managed to exploit security weaknesses in Tesla vehicles, Musk said that preventing a fleet-wide hack is Tesla's top security priority. But now, when asked on Twitter about personal security, Musk said, quote, "Sorry, this is embarrassingly late. Two-factor authentication via SMS or Authenticator app is going through final validation right now. If you're wondering how this affects owners' personal security, some owners had reported unintentionally buying expensive software upgrades and having to take a close look at their bank account and get refunds." And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Jackrabbit Bikes is crowdfunding an electric bicycle-looking scooter called the Jackrabbit 2.0. Imagine a squished bicycle with just the necessities: two 20-inch wheels, foot pegs, a throttle, seat, and handlebars. The tiny bike uses a 158-watt-hour battery and a 300-watt rear hub motor. Currently available for pre-order at the price of $499. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.